Today we've got a free newbie lesson. It's called Ya Vienen Los Reyes, The Kings Are On Their Way. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. And before we start, I just want to welcome everybody to this free lesson, especially if you're listening on iTunes. And listen, if you haven't yet, please come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and check out the 7-day free trial, because there's more lessons than just these newbie levels.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of levels, upper, advanced, super advanced, like everything.
And our videos, which I'm very proud of, so.
Yes. And the keyword is going to be Los Reyes.
Los Reyes. Now, Los Reyes is the plural of rey, which means king. So these are the kings.
Yes.
But in a Christmas song like this, I forgot to mention this lesson is a Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. Please don't get so stressed about all these words and this vocab. I mean, there's words that you can actually use. But this is a song. It's for you to just open your mouth and sing in Spanish.
Right. So this is for you to sing along. It's not necessarily for you to take a part and use in your conversation.
Yes.
But when you say this word, our key word, Los Reyes, in a Christmas song, it's going to mean the three kings, right?
That's
what we
right.
call in English, the three kings or the three wise men or the three magi.
You just made that up.
I did not make that up.
Magi?
That's, I don't know. Magi, magi. Some people call it that. Yeah.
That's like from a Star Wars movie. Seriously. Okay, anyway, let's listen to the song. Dialogue, first time.
Ya vienen los reyes. Parece mucho y le van quitando pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón, la Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
Second time.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo. Les parece mucho y le van quitando pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón. La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
Third time.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo. Les parece mucho y le van quitando pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón. La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with the translation.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo.
The three kings are coming with their offering.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo.
The three kings are coming with the offering.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo. Les parece mucho y le van quitando.
It seems like too much to them, so they're taking some of it away.
Les parece mucho y le van quitando.
It seems like too much, so they're taking some of it away.
Les parece mucho y le van quitando. Pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón.
So, green grape leaves and lime leaves.
Pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón.
Green grape leaves and lime leaves.
Pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón. La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
The Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord.
La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
The Virgin Mary, Mother of the Lord.
La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
Okay, now there's a lot of cultural things that we have to explain when we're going to talk about this. And maybe if you read the song as a paragraph, it doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, because it's a Christmas song. It doesn't have to follow a line of logic.
Exactly.
But, okay, so let's take a look, and we'll get through these issues as they come up. So the kings are on their way.
Ya vienen los reyes.
Ya vienen los reyes. That's our key word, los reyes, no? The kings. And the verb is venir, right?
Vienen.
Vienen. That's they're coming, okay? Then we want to say they're already coming.
Ya vienen.
Ya vienen. They're coming with the offering.
Con el aguinaldo.
Con el aguinaldo. So, Lily, aguinaldo means offering.
Okay, here's the thing. In this context, it is offering.
Okay.
But aguinaldo, if you say, ooh, December, I'm getting my aguinaldo, it means you're getting your Christmas bonus.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Every company in Latin America, they have aguinaldo, which means they give you an extra, or maybe a 13-month pay because of Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would like an aguinaldo.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. You just made me thought about it. Now I have to ask for it.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about that. So how do you say with the aguinaldo?
Con el aguinaldo.
Con el aguinaldo. Okay, con means with, and el, of course, means the. Okay, so let's listen to that whole first line again.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo.
Okay, now the second line, it seems like a lot to them.
Les parece mucho.
Now this, as we said before, is probably above newbie level grammar, but don't worry about it, just learn the song. What it means is, it seems like too much to them.
Les parece mucho.
Okay, parecer is to seem, right?
Yes.
To them, les parece.
To them, yes. Uh-huh.
And then it seems like a lot to them.
Mucho.
Mucho.
This word, you have to use it, right?
Like, right, mucho.
I love you mucho.
Okay. It can mean a lot. It can also mean too much sometimes. It seems like too much to them.
Yeah, mucho calor.
Uh-huh. So it seems like a lot to them, so they're going to take some of it away.
Y le van quitando.
Y le van quitando. Quitar is to take away.
Yes.
So quitando means they're doing it right now. They're taking it away. And especially when you use it with the verb ir.
Van.
Van quitando, right? They're taking it away. And they're taking it away from him.
Le.
Okay, they're taking it away from him. Le van quitando, okay? Let's hear that line again.
Les parece mucho y le van quitando.
The next line, we have a couple examples of what they're taking away.
Pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón.
Okay, so pampanitos verdes, these are green...
Grape leaves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you make it pampanitos, like more cute, you know?
Okay, because the real word is pampanos, right?
Yes.
Okay, so pampanos, that's the grape leaves. Those are the tender green grape leaves. Pampanitos, it means you're being cute.
Yes.
Okay, and they're green. So pampanitos verdes. And also lime leaves.
Hojas de limón.
Now limón, that's a great word.
Mm-hmm.
That means lime. And leaves of lime.
Hojas.
Hojas de limón.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's hear that third line one more time.
Pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón.
Okay, and finally...
La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
So, La Virgen María, this is the Virgin Mary. And then the last line, Mother of the Lord.
Madre del Señor.
Madre del Señor. So the word mother?
Madre.
Madre. And the word for Lord...
Señor.
Señor. Now, isn't that just regular word for...
Sir.
Sir, yeah.
Yes, but also you use it in a religious context.
Okay, and that's why it's a capital S, right?
That's right.
Okay.
La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
Okay. Let's listen to it again, and then we'll come back with a little bit of cultural stuff.
Dialogue, first time.
Ya vienen los reyes. Parece mucho y le van quitando pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón, la Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
Second time.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo. Les parece mucho y le van quitando pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón. La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
Third time.
Ya vienen los reyes con el aguinaldo. Les parece mucho y le van quitando pampanitos verdes, hojas de limón. La Virgen María, Madre del Señor.
All right, Lily, we're back. And you know what? I'm really enjoying the series on villancicos, these Spanish Christmas carols. I've noticed, though, that some of the lyrics of these songs are not like English Christmas songs. You know, our English Christmas songs, if they're religious-based, they're very reverent.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas this one has an edge, right? The three kings are coming, and they don't want to give the whole gift.
Yeah, they don't want to spoil baby Jesus. No, you know, all these songs are very poetic, so it's I think it's the first time I actually analyzed them.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And also I wanted to explain that Los Reyes, it's a short way of saying Los Reyes Magos.
Okay.
Okay?
The three
magos.
Wise men, right?
Exactly. If you want to say the three wise men, you say Reyes Magos. Just wanted to be clear about that a lot of our villancicos, we never talk about Rudolph and Santa Claus. And,
right.
Yeah, we don't.
Well, you know, Los Reyes, they're much more important to Latinos than, of course, you know, in America, they're part of the Christmas story, but they're just like, oh, later, three wise men came, and it's not a big deal. But for you all, the three wise men are the gift bearers, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, well, that about wraps it up for today. Folks, remember to come to SpanishPod.com and leave your questions, leave your comments. If you haven't already, check out the 7-day free trial. And for now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.